Hi, this is the Pacifica Finance National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, December the 15th. I'm the chair, Jamie Ross, calling the meeting to order. Let's see, the first order of business will be for our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to call the roll.
Okay, Ray Sarin. Sherry Gundelman.
Here.
Luzette King.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
Simon Pius.
Yes, I'm here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Summer Reese. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, I think that's it. I have a question.
Yes.
I forget. Is executive director a voting member?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, I got it.
I don't think I'm a voting member, but I'm here.
We should note that she's here.
Oh, okay.
Right, and Jamie, could we also note that Brian Edwards-Tiekert is in Copenhagen?
Copenhagen!
Okay, certainly, because actually the situation with the KPFA
continues
is unresolved, so we'll mention that Brian is out.
The drama.
Yeah, what do we do? Okay, all right, well, that's good. So that looks like a quorum, so we're good to go. And let's see, so what are we going to do this evening? We are going to have a guest. We're going to discuss the PFW budget as soon as LaVarne and Berthold are finished doing the final bits and pieces, and then we will have the PFW GM, Grigsby Hubbard, on the call to discuss it so we can review it, present it, and ask questions. However, in the intervening half hour, we have some other items we could get to. Let's see. What about we do the first item? Susan, you had a motion about budget review.
Yes, I did. Do you need me to find that?
Is it easy for you to find?
Let me look for it. Keep talk amongst yourselves till I find it.
Okay.
Should we pass an agenda at this point?
Well, yeah, we could. I was kind of hoping to get to PFW right off the bat, and I figured that would take the whole time. So we have a couple items that might be best for closed session. But for open session, the big thing was the PFW budget.
And we also were going to look at the national office budget, sir?
Yeah, we don't have any more than we did last time.
Okay.
I asked them today about updating it with the real central service numbers from the new budget, but I didn't actually do that till today.
Okay.
But I can give you guys a bit of news for the treasurers. The PNB did approve the budgets for KPFK, KPFA, and WBAI.
Good.
So that's a step forward. And
Jamie, I do have the motion, and I'll forward it to National Finance and Arlene.
Okay, yeah, well, if you do that, why don't we... So my proposed agenda is budget monitoring policy motion from Susan, and then PFW budget. Are there any other items people would like to add?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'd like to give like an update on the BAI. I know the big concern was the fulfillment rate. So I would like to give like an update on information that we have been researching over the last, since last Friday. Talk about the low fulfillment rate that we have been experiencing and some of the reasons for that.
Okay, that would be fine. Is this the open session type of an item?
Well, you know, it's about fulfillment rates, so I'm not going to speak to any personalities or anything,
okay,
but to go over, since we've talked about this a lot on open session.
Okay,
you know,
well,
I can get started, and if people think that this may fall into something that should be on closed session, then I can always stop.
Okay, that's fine. Well, why don't we add that? Are you ready to give that report now?
Sure.
Mr. Chair?
Wait, let me ask LaVarne, would you be ready to give that, like,
sure, mm-hmm,
in 10 minutes? Okay, why don't we...
Mr. Chair, can I just add one more thing to the agenda?
Yes.
And that is, can we talk about the schedule for completing budget adoption? You know, we're going to be, I think we're going to be in the new year. We need to make sure that there is a PNB meeting, that we have NFC meetings scheduled and a PNB meeting scheduled so that we adopt the full 2009-2010 budget before the new board is seated.
Okay. So why don't we say budget schedule? Well, here's a draft agenda. Budget monitoring motion, WBAI fulfillment report, budget adoption schedule, and finally, WPFW budget. And then we'll jump in. We might skip through these other items if the PFW budget is ready, because that's probably the most important item.
You rock, dude.
Pardon?
You rock, dude.
Pretty useful talk there. Someone's hanging out with the, okay, so let's see. So that's the draft agenda. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, why don't we start with the budget monitoring motion or whatever it is from Susan. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am. So you want me to talk about this?
Yeah, have you mailed it to us?
Yes, I have. But I'd be happy to, you know, for purposes of everybody on the call and so forth. Let me just remind everybody, and I've given this in a background. Grace underscored that there has been inadequate monitoring of budget implementation and failures to follow through on budget initiatives that were adopted. We've had a fair amount of discussion around this. And so I thought it would be useful to, if you will, frame up this as an intentional goal for the coming year. And so I mean, this is something that NFC has reported on and so forth, but nevertheless, the board has kind of remained unclear about this. So the motion is the National Finance Committee recommends that the executive director and chief financial officer put in place a schedule of reporting to the board and National Finance Committee or other appropriate committee regarding meeting budgeted cost and revenue goals for all Pacifica divisions and the implementation of contingency measures as they are needed.
Okay. I'm sure our Paul has that now.
Do you have it? Do you need me to send it to you again?
No, it's you sent it. It's on the list that I'm copying it at this very moment.
Cool. And perhaps LaVarne or Lean might be able to comment on this. I think one of the things that we've gone around and around about, and that was very clear in the discussion with Grace on an earlier call, is where does the responsibility for this reside? And my motion is intended to reflect, I think, two sets of responsibilities. One is the board to maintain its awareness and oversight and to actively do so. And the other is management, who are the ED and the chief financial officer, to make reporting to the board a very high priority on an ongoing basis and on a regular basis regarding budgets and need for contingency measures.
Arlene, if I may.
Arlene? Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to say that I totally agree with that. I can't guarantee that we're going to be able to get something in place for the January meeting because we don't even have a budget yet. And with LaVarne in New York, as much as she is, it's going to be difficult, but it's a high priority on my plate. And certainly by sometime in February, I would expect that we would have something in place and that there would be, I'm used to seeing a monthly report that reflects how we're doing in terms of the budget. And that's what I want to see for this organization.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. I appreciate that very much. Let's see, I hear Alberto and then Arpol.
Yes, sir. A quick thing on the motion, There is no time frame or periodical on it, which is fine. It gives us, it gives management an opportunity to get it together. I would like to remind all of us and that there is a system in place that is not very well utilized by anyone, but the at least at KPFT through the computers, and I would imagine that at the other signal areas also, there is a monthly financial report that is cranked out as soon as the checkbook is balanced, reconciled to the bank statement, which gives you the operation, or it gives us what we did during that particular month. And it also compares it to the budget. And I think that that is a tool that the National Finance Committee can have available for us to assist the National Board on a monthly basis. Every month, the National Finance Committee, I'm sure, is going to be meeting with a new committee coming on. We'll be meeting every month, and we'll be able to review the signal areas and their monthly reports. And I think we should dedicate enough time to it so that we can be aware and forward any problems that we're foreseeing. For example, and it happens periodically, but not that often. At KPFT, sometimes there is more expenses for a particular month than there is income. Obviously, if we see a pattern in 2 months that is a red flag, and we can be prompting up ourselves so that we can get to the National Board and, you know, to inform them that that there is a problem in this signal area or a problem in that signal area, and that we need to address the matters as they're popping up. But I foresee that the National Finance Committee should be involved in reviewing, just like the treasurers review their monthly reports with the local station board. I think we can also do the same thing within the NFC, and each one of us can give you a report as to how we're doing month by month at each of the signal areas, and we can also transfer that information to the secretary so that the secretary can have on file the monthly reports as to how the different units of the foundation are doing. And at the same time, you know, one of the problems, and I'll wrap it up by this, one of the problems that I perceive is that we've never really focused on numbers, and I'm a big guy for numbers, and I think that the more of us that are focusing on numbers and good interpretation as to what those numbers represent, it is going to make our letter to management for next year much, much better than what we're expecting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. Next on the stack is Arpal.
Arlene on the stack.
Okay, Arlene, I'll put you back after Arpal.
Okay, I support the motion. We do need to do this, and the emphasis on need to do this. I'll simply point out that in the past there have been motions from the NFC and the PNB about monitoring WBAI's finances on a monthly and quarterly basis. There have been, I think, maybe three, maybe more, so-called recovery committees for BAI, consisting of PNB members and BAI management and all that. And the net result of all that was zero, because those things never actually either happened at all or functioned in an intelligent way. So I support the motion, and I seriously hope that we actually do this.
Okay, thank you, Arpal. I'm going to call on my
on the stack after Arlene, Susan.
And then I'll call on Arlene and Susan. I certainly support the motion. Regular reporting has always been a big thing to me. One thing, I have some ideas I'd like to share with Arlene and LaVarne especially. A key thing, it's important to remember that, you know, the board of directors need to understand what's going on in our foundation, you know, financially in the different areas in order to make intelligent decisions. But this is kind of difficult, unlike a one radio station operation where everybody's kind of focused on the same thing. You know, one director from one area, like myself, only has a very vague or extremely sketchy idea of what goes on in the other areas. So what's needed, I believe, is a form well, we can work towards this. There's a form where the directors can be informed pretty, without taking a lot of time, but hitting on some key points for each of the individual stations. Like Station X in the last month had so much money in the bank, and now they closed with this much. Their drive goal was X, but they made Y, and things of that nature, just to sort of keep people posted every month of the basic facts about each of the stations. I think if we sort of have a regular dashboard type of, you know, summary written in oral report for directors will get used to hearing this information regularly and will become, you know, better at the crucial job of financial oversight. Of course, it's also important for directors to see the spreadsheets and things like the income statement, you know, the basic documents. But the problem with our income statements is they tend to be so large, you know, such big spreadsheets, so many tabs, lines, rows that, you know, they can be sort of hard to wade through unless you're really something of a numbers geek. But so that's why it's important not only give that information for the directors, but also some sort of extracts and summaries that hit on the key points of how the stations are doing. And the key things, again, would be how the drives are doing, whether the stations are paying the central services that they're supposed to. That's a very important point that, you know, a few years ago it appears the board might have taken its eye off that ball. So those are some basic kind of health stats that people need to be repeated month after month. So anyway, I'm going to call on Arlene and then Susan. So Arlene, you're next.
I agree with what you've all said, and I think it will be easy for us to develop some relatively simple forms that will give an idea of cash flow and danger points for each of the areas, but it's going to take us a little time to pull that together. And by that, I don't mean a lot of time, but maybe a couple of months. And I've always been a big numbers person, and I think I don't think there's anything more important than looking at these things. If someone had been getting these figures on a regular basis, I don't think the situation at BAI would have been allowed to deteriorate to the point that it did. And there have been problems, you know, at some of the other stations too, and so probably action should have been taken sooner than it was, but I commend the people that took action over this last year. And so that's at least one of my highest goals, is to begin to pull that financial information together and to start delivering it on a monthly basis. And as you said, not with great lengthy reports. If you want those, you can have them, and you're welcome to wade through them, but with some summaries that you can understand what the bottom line is and what each area and the overall organization are going through.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. Okay, next up would be Susan.
Yeah, hi. This is just such an encouraging conversation. I would think that providing a forum in which those who wish to delve into the numbers do so, and perhaps they are posted somewhere for anyone who is on the PNB to review, or treasurers or whatever, but a report card format, which it gives the opportunity for red flags to occur, and for people to be able to tell trends. Very, very important, and I'm delighted, Arlene, that you have a lot of familiarity with that, and I'm sure that they'll be extremely helpful to Laverne. I'd like to just remind all of us where we've come from, and Arlene, I think all of us are very aware that you and Laverne cannot have a report on a budget that essentially, or it's hard to do that, that has just been adopted. And we still have a challenge in front of us to make sure this dang thing gets adopted while the current board is in. And I will die trying on that, because a new board should not have to get up to speed on this stuff. They should have it in hand. But we have, for years, off and on, not had an executive director or had an ED a chair who's filling in as executive director. We've had a CFO this year who has been splitting her time for almost all the year at WBAI. It's perfectly understandable that it has been very hard to maintain regular reporting under those circumstances. And I think that, you know, our Paul's mentioning, you know, bringing up about WBAI, there's clearly been, and, you know, a major management change there and a major focus by this board on establishing transparency and accountability. And so I think your deep understanding of that commitment to that will help this board and help our CFO get that in place. So I'm extremely grateful. And I would like to suggest after everybody has chatted that we go to a vote on this motion.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, Susan. We should probably, this motion seems to be, there doesn't seem to be a lot of violent opposition to it. So all the committee is familiar with the motion. I guess our Paul, can you read it for us one more time?
The National Finance Committee recommends that the Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer put in place a schedule of reporting to the Board and National Finance Committee or other appropriate committee regarding meeting budgeted cost and revenue goals for all Pacifica divisions and the implementation of contingency measures as they are needed.
Okay, thank you, Arpal. Okay, is there any opposition to this motion? Okay, hearing none, that motion is adopted. Okay, very good. That's the first item. So let's see, is LaVarne there? We'll see what they're doing with the...
LaVarne? Yeah,
hi,
you can hear me now?
Yes, I can. How are you guys doing with the PFW budget?
We're checking a number here on our on one line here to make it correct. Make sure we're correct on the
okay.
Payback for heat. You have it there for PFW.
Okay, is it possible?
Right number, we'll be okay.
Can you would this be a good time to report on the fulfillment report, or do you?
That would be great.
Okay, well then, why don't we go to that? We'll proceed to the BAI fulfillment.
Okay, let me get it closer here. Okay, just you know, we were all concerned about the fulfillment rate for WBAI, and you were and the NFC was concerned about you know for the future and the rate that we have in our budget. And just want to let you know that. You know, we have been working on this from the very start when we found there was a disconnect between credit cards paid and credit cards pledged. So, but on after our recent drives, you know, we know that the fulfillment rate has not increased, and we also have gotten a number of calls from listeners, and I'll have to go on the air and really apologize for this for listeners. And you know, toward the end of the year, they found that their checks had not been cashed. Their credit cards had not been run when they had sent in their payments to our post office box. So we had started searching initially with Chase, and then we took it to the post office, and I've had help doing this with Susan Lee, who had been on the board and does a finance show for BAI, and also, of course, with Bertold, and with we've had help all around in terms of getting this done, including Robert Knight. And what we suspected, of course, there is a problem with the envelope, the business return envelope that we have here at BAI. And so on further investigation, both yesterday, I spent all day today, you know, went to the main post office, and we found that the business reply envelope had the incorrect zip, what they call zip plus four, and then the barcode on the return envelope actually was a barcode for the previous post office box that we had 2 years ago. So, again, the business reply envelope that we're currently using to send out these invoices, the barcode differed from the zip code, and what we found was that, and also that was the same address zip code that was used on the invoice, so if a person just sent the invoice in without the envelope. So we also found that the new post office box was opened 2 years ago, but the old post office box was not closed, so it remained. So what was happening was that there were these two post office boxes, two different account numbers, and so the main post office account, that invoice had not been paid, but the one that was for the Church Street station was still, you know, was still open and still was being paid and had been, and actually the maintenance fee and what they call the imprint, which gives you funds into that account in order for these returns to be charged again, that was working, but the main one was not. So in doing the research at both stations today, we found that there were over 1,000 pieces of mail. So when they say over 1,000, we don't know how much over 1,000 pieces of mail that had been sitting there in our account since October the 15th, 2 months ago. So,
I love
it. So therefore, you know, if you look, if these 1,000 pieces of mail are sitting there and they're all pledge payments, you know, you can, like, the guesstimate, our average pledge is $125, and if that's 1,000 pieces, and that these checks should go back to, like, about October the 15th. And let me say again that these two post office boxes, what would happen is that the old box on Church Street, they would send the mail to the 34th Street where the new box is, and they would send it weekly. So this had been going on, I guess, as far back as 2 years ago. So, but what happened is that for some reason, the invoice was, when they were paying the two invoices, that the invoice for the main account had not been paid. So that's why these 1,000 pieces of mail, at least 1,000, are there at the station. So what we did was to go in and go to the station, give them a check, and also the maintenance fee had not been paid, so that had to been, that expired in August. So today we went in, we paid the maintenance fee, which is about $485, and that's something that I have to address once we get the money in there, because I think with the not-for-profit, we might be paying a little too high. But anyway, and then we put in, you know, cash into the what they call the imprint of $4,000. That should take us through a couple of months and take care of the 1,000 pieces of mail that are sitting there. So that will certainly improve the fulfillment rate a lot. And if our average pledge is about $125 and it's over 1,000, like they say 1,000, it could be 2,000, but it's just over 1,000, that's at least $125,000 that we should have, including both credit card and checking. So within the next 2 days, Chase, who actually processes this, should have their messenger there to pick up the pieces of mail and get those into, and those are entered into our lockbox. So we've been able to kind of solve some of this, but, you know, what we want to do is make sure that, you know, we're picking up all pieces of mail and hopefully that the check, that people have not voided their checks, because we've had a number of calls into the premiums department, also reports from the program is saying that their subscribers, their listeners are saying, you know, I paid my pledge, and it has, the check hasn't been cashed. So really the fortunate thing about this is hopefully it doesn't go past July the 15th of this year. But it looks like everything going forward from August at the time that the maintenance fee expired, and also we know that there has not been any processing since 10/15, so that's 2 months. And the other thing is that on fulfillment that we're doing, just to give you an update now, is that we had the database manager, Zataria Joyner, come up from Washington, from WPFW, and she spent like a day and a half, but we were here, of course, until midnight last night. It seemed like last year, but last night, and really went through some of the things in terms of getting some of the processes within the Memphis database to get that started to collect funds, and in terms of sweeping money into this, which we're still doing, what we were planning to change into this intermediary, and you know, started some of the processing on corporation foundation matches, which we hadn't done, and also she really sat down and talked with all the premiums people there to let them know some of these processes. She's given us a written document on how to do some things within Memphis. So, you know, just wanted to give you an update on the big problem we have right now, but we have solved because we paid the bill. We impressed upon everyone that we're desperate to get this money into our account. So that's just an update to show that those are some of the things we're already working to address some of the issues that have happened within BAI, and that hopefully, you know, we can the fulfillment rate will improve tremendously. So that's basically it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Martin. Yeah, I just want to make sure I understand. So basically, unbeknownst to you guys, there was a second mailbox that somehow stopped being paid, and it was difficult to get that mail. Is that that's the problem?
Right, and we had to go and do the research to see why it was not. And we encountered people say things about the post office, but these are the people I've talked to are the smartest, generous, and they really want to help us and, you know, get the extra thing to make this happen. So the questions always remain is that why weren't we notified either by Chase or where was the invoice to say that this account no longer had a balance in it and that these pieces of mail just were being accumulated there at the post office. And I guess we were lucky to get to this because in some cases, you know, we talked with the one person there at the main post office who said, you know, at some point they would return this to the sender. But they were continuing to hold this for us. So we were fortunate to get on this and get a check to them today
And then somebody's going to go out and get that mail in a day or tomorrow or something?
Chase. And also, I have everybody working on this. So Chase also has a person assigned to this because I need assurance about, you know, access to this account if it's only Chase and their messenger who has access to this the new account. And who had access to the old account? I mean, why was it still there and why we were still paying that? So we have, I have Chase. They're working on this. They have a special guy who's working on this for us, too.
Are we going to continue to have two mailboxes?
No. I have the facts. I'm working on all of this. I have the facts to send over to confirm this to the person here at Salt Mail, and she's like the supervisor or manager in that area. And no, we're closing those. We're closing that old account. And then what we have to do is, yeah, and we can't send out any invoices now because, you know, all the letter, if everything is wrong. So
we have new envelopes and stuff?
Absolutely. And the software that has this return address on it. So we're starting that where she will send us the artwork for us to confirm the post office box number and the zip plus four. Because this is what we thought about last night. It's really scary. We actually read the barcode, and we knew it differed. So, you know, it was kind of scary, like, well, where is it really going? So, you know, we have some loose ends to try to find all pieces of mail that belong to us, and that Chase will, they said within 2 to 3 days we should have it, because we did get the check to them today. And it shows that, that the account is open and that we have a balance there for the mail to be charged to us.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Well, that's heartening news. I mean, it's disturbing that it happened, but it's very good that you figured it out. It sounds like you're going to get
weird.
Yeah, and you know, it's the fact that, you know, that's the lapses, the errors, and that, you know, we have corrected it, and we can hopefully get this fulfillment rate up to the rate that it should be.
Arlene to the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Arlene.
I have a question, Laverne, and that is, if some of these pieces date back at least to October 15th, what's being done about, you know, cashing checks or running credit cards on pieces that may have come in 2 or 3 months ago?
I think the rule is 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. Exactly.
Yeah, I think there's I agree with you, but I'm wondering, you know, with the holiday season, are we going to cause hardship on people who've,
well, what I'm kind of planning to do, Arlene, we'll do another little report to the listeners and actually say that, you know, apologize and that you need to, that due to, as we have talked about this in the past, about our shipments and premiums, that this is kind of one of the issues that has kind of like gone along until we really saw how it was affecting our fulfillment, and the fact that the listeners are calling in and explain that, you know, that apologize, that we understand that we've had an issue with our post office box and the correct account, and that we have taken care of that, and we hope that, you know, if there are any issues, that they will please call us, and, you know, we appreciate their support, we appreciate their patience, but this error has been corrected. And that, you know, we appreciate the continued support and patience on this.
That sounds good, and that will there'll be maybe a statement that can be run frequently on many programs so that people will hear it?
Yes, yes. Yeah, enough time to let them know, That, right.
Good. That sounds good, Laverne.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like you said, we've received personal phone calls. Some of the programmers have gotten requests, so we have to get this done. And we have a party coming up on Friday, so we definitely have to get it done. We'll work on that tomorrow to get this little cart made.
Question?
Okay, go ahead, Arpaul.
Yeah. Does this mean that as of this moment, we can't send out invoices? Because, I mean, I was at the station Monday morning and was tripping over boxes of envelopes that I'm wondering, are all those envelopes no good now?
And they're no good. We're going to have to shred them. You know, we can't use them. The scary part is that even the barcode was different from the zip code.
Right. So I guess the answer is, at this point in time, we can't send out the invoices, and we're going to have to get all new envelopes.
Right. And the post office already started on that for us to do this in the artwork with the correct zip code and the correct barcode.
Okay, thank you.
On that today, the person there in Bulk Mail, and she's taking care of that for us.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, I think, unless there's any other questions about that, I think that's a good bit of information for us to hear. We could move on to the next item. Well, let's see, Laverne, how do you guys
think? I think we should also commend Laverne for digging deeply enough to find this and to work into the problem.
That's a mystery, man.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm exhausted, but I had Susan Lee helping me too, so she really helped a lot. Because when you have issues like this, you know, you're trying to work these things, and when you have someone who's has as much enthusiasm about resolving it, that's what really makes it work. Susan has this show called You and Your Money. So she understood the urgency of it, and just like, you know, we had a staff meeting on Saturday, and she definitely understood the urgency when I talked about it. So, yeah, she helped me work it. Thank you, Arlene.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's very good. I mean, it seems like there must have been something like that going on.
Okay, we want to send the budget to you now, and we'll send it to Grigsby.
Yeah, well, if you can send it to us now, when we get it, I'll ask John or Otis to get Grigsby on.
All right.
Invite Grigsby on the call.
All right, thank you.
Free to mail, just mail it out to us.
And I did forward the last year's management letter to the PNB board, so you should have that now.
Okay.
But Mr. Chair, I've got a quick question about that.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, one of the issues that we have grappled with this year, I know I served on the audit committee last year, and we selected a new auditor, and my impression is that they are very, very good. They came forward with that management letter. Some of us got it in hand and so forth. It has been, in the midst of all this chaos, it's been a real challenge to be able to make progress in addressing those shortcomings a priority. And I know that that you and Laverne have identified that as something that's, you know, on the priority to-do list in the coming year. My question is, what would be the appropriate committee to keep apprised of that progress? Because one of the things that meant the most egregious problem I think that they saw, well, it was twofold. I think maybe one was the breaking communications between national office and the budgets managed by the individual stations. And then the other was, I think, the really inadequacy of board oversight. So I think that figuring out where that accountability can be, you know, ongoing and serious, it would be something that would be very helpful. So I guess my question is to Jamie, Laverne, and Arlene. Do you suggest a committee that would be an appropriate place for progress on, I assume we're going to have another management letter, progress on addressing those issues would be taken up?
I would think that it would belong in either the finance or the audit committee, and I'll tell you that I just tracked that down a little bit before this meeting, so I haven't even read last year's yet. That's first thing on my agenda for after this meeting, to begin to summarize, you know, what the most important things are, and certainly what you just mentioned is a very important one.
There was one that was listed as a material weakness, and that was the lack of communication and control between basically the CFO and the business managers. But another issue was pointed out by a CPA to me is that the response of management, and it was the then CFO, was really not responsive.
I have a question. Is this appropriate for open session?
No, you're absolutely right. Sorry. It should be the audit committee.
But so you think the audit committee, I mean, it seems like the issues that have been raised about reporting and board oversight of finance is certainly
I think the thing is that response to the management letter that comes forward now, and there will be one for the 2009 audit, is something that needs to go before the audit committee because the audit is addressed by that committee. And there is a separation of functions between the two. But managing, but review, monitoring improvements in financial control during the year, I think might very well fall within the purview of the Finance Committee.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just a quick add-up to one of the ways where the Audit Committee can also become a little bit more involved is by reviewing that management letter. But at the end of the day, like the document states, letter to management, it is telling management how to beef up their accounting practices, and management can be having a relationship with the audit committee as they're beefing up their oversight or their practices with the audit committee. And again, adding to Susan's, we will deal with numbers, and the audit committee can deal with the issues that are raised by our audit, the independent auditing firm. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. Let's see, has anybody gotten the PFW budget in your inbox?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. We're copying it over to another spreadsheet so that you can easily read it. So, we're moving it. Yeah. Exactly.
So it hasn't been
over.
It hasn't been sent yet. It hasn't been sent yet. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. So we'll wait till it gets sent, and then we'll move on to that portion of it.
Was there another item, sir?
There was one other item, let's see, which was budget adoption schedule.
Oh, why don't we talk about that?
Okay, why don't we talk about that? I guess I could start out. As you know, the budget is supposed to be adopted by October the 1st, and we're behind schedule. But we're getting pretty close. The PFW is the biggest piece that's outstanding. We also have the National and Pacifica Radio Archives budget. But those are basically done. They're waiting for the central service numbers to be dropped in. So, you know, maybe we could, after tonight's call, try to get a reasonable central service number out of the PFW budget and ask the national office to just use that number and complete the other two. And then we could approve the other two at whenever our next meeting is. And then
hi, this is Lauren. We Efren was to do the consolidated, and I spoken with Lynn today, and he's going to just do a consolidated based on our preliminary numbers. So we might have that this evening. What time is it? Well, maybe no, we won't. It's after 9. But yeah, we'll have that shortly.
So then we have a view
of what the consolidated may look like.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
And by consolidated, LaVarne, you mean the National Office and Pacifica Radio Archive?
Yeah, all pieces together. And
okay,
good. Yeah.
But because those two are the pieces that depend on the central services.
We've had that discussion. Oh, this is LaVarne, sorry.
Yes.
We've had that discussion in the past, and my position, and I think you guys have the same position, is that you can, you know, the National Office, you know, has some pretty the fixed, well, not fixed expenses, but expenses that are known. So when we get that, you know, hopefully I don't anticipate anything different from what the ongoing expenses that we currently have, you know, with maybe one or two exceptions. So if there's a shortfall, then, you know, we will definitely address that. I guess the whole committee will. But in the meantime, we can run this through, I think.
That sounds fine. Yeah, I think we're all on the same page with that. If we can get those budgets done with whatever central service number we have, that'd be fantastic. Okay, well, that sounds like we should be able to have those two budgets ready in the near future.
Well, so, may I speak?
I would rather not have a meeting next week if I could get away with it.
Well,
go ahead, Alberto.
Well, if we don't have a meeting next week, which would be my plan, let's have a meeting next Tuesday. But if we don't have a meeting next Tuesday, when would be the appropriate time in order to continue with Susan's spirit of our task? If we don't meet next Tuesday, which would be the Tuesday, the 21st.
22nd.
When would we meet the following Tuesday in between Christmas and New Year's, sir?
No, that's no good.
So then we are talking about meeting on the first Tuesday of January.
What do you think about that?
Jamie, this is Nia. Could I say something quickly? May I?
Yeah, with regard to budget schedules.
No, just that next Tuesday is the audit committee meeting. That's already on the calendar for KPFTX, and we will be discussing the management letter.
Does our meeting conflict with? Are there any members that? Well, do you need LaVarne on your call? Is that the thing?
Well, I need LaVarne and Arlene.
And Arlene.
I gotcha.
This is Arlene, and I just need to explain that I will be in the air next Tuesday night.
Uh oh. Airplane.
How far up in the air?
36,000 feet
in the air,
something like that.
Okay, well, let's. Next Tuesday may be complex. Okay, R. Paul.
And while we're talking about it, the Tuesday after New Year's, I'm scheduled to arrive at the Oakland airport at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. California time.
Right.
Jamie? Which is half an hour after we start our meeting.
Yes, I think I hear our Paul.
Can I finish?
Okay.
Jamie?
Oh, I hear Nia.
Yeah, it's more important to have LaVarne than Arlene. We could always update LaVarne because it really concerns the CFO more so than the...
Okay, well, it sounds like...
I understand, Nia, that I'd like to be to participate, but those two Tuesdays are out.
No problem. We could talk offline. That's not a problem.
Jamie, what dates are you saying now?
Well, there's a thought that we could meet next Tuesday, the 22nd, or we could meet the Tuesday in the first one in the new year, which would be the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, I think.
Okay. I will be unavailable and out of the jurisdictional limits of the United States for the second Tuesday, but I'm around for the 22nd.
But the 5th is no good for you?
No, but you guys could meet anyway. But I just want to let you know I won't be here. I'll be out of the country. And I don't think I'll be calling in from Paris.
No?
No.
Aww.
In the
morning. Paris.
It'll be like 2 in the morning, Paris time.
Like old times, right, but not for me.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see. What's the preference of the rest? It's basically, it sounds like hopefully we can get through PFW tonight. Maybe by next meeting we can have a budget that's really close to approval, and we can also get a PRA budget that's ready to approve.
I can't do the 22nd, but I don't think you need me. Not to be modest.
Okay, well, let me ask the other committee members on the call. Let's see, R. Paul, do you have a preference, the 22nd or the 5th?
I would not at all feel bad to have a week without a meeting in it.
Okay.
That's just me. I don't know. I haven't considered this, but I could probably live either way.
Okay, and Luzette?
I have a suggestion.
Wait, let me assist Luzette.
Sure.
How long is the meeting going to be?
Well, probably 2 hours or 2.5 hours, like all the other meetings. Last year, right around the time we were trying to approve the budgets, we had one meeting that went on for like 3 or 4 hours. It was like 2 days after the other meeting, so.
Yeah.
Suggestion? Yes, Alberto.
27th.
27th?
I'm sorry, the 29th.
29th.
Which is what day?
Tuesday, the 29th. That Tuesday in between Christmas and New Year's.
I don't think I'll be available that day.
Okay.
You will be?
I won't be. Well, why don't we schedule the 22nd? Well, and the thing is, LaVarn won't be here. Why don't we schedule the 5th?
Sounds good, because LaVarn at least would be there, even though Arlene isn't.
Mike. She
although
might get
she
there
might,
late.
Right.
She might get there a little late, but still be in the call.
Yeah, Arlene, we're so happy to be volunteering you.
That's fine. I'll do my best.
No problem.
But I will have been, in order to save money, I'm taking a very circuitous route back that takes me through Baltimore and Denver. So, you know.
The all the glamour spots. Well, at least it's not the Greyhound, right?
Well, right, exactly. It's not the Greyhound. I just am saying that, you know.
You'll be tired.
The best laid plans, Southwest has a pretty good track record, but with two stops and changing planes. You know,
yeah, no, I wouldn't rely on them. Call on you.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay, well then.
And for that matter, I might be stuck in an airport somewhere and able to call in from there.
Alberto.
This is LaVarn.
Alberto and then LaVarn.
Okay, let me just quickly say, Mr. Chairman, I think we should shoot for the 5th. And let me just point out that KPFT will be having its delegate assembly the following Tuesday on the 12th.
Okay.
For our selection of our national representatives.
Well,
so,
how about this, Alberto? We'll go for the 5th. If we're not finished, everything we need to do, we'll meet like the next day or 2 days
after
that.
Perfect.
But that'll be our final push to get all this done as soon as possible. Okay, and then so we'll meet on the 5th. So that'll be our schedule. So we'll have to have a PMB meeting scheduled. Teleconference scheduled shortly thereafter to do the approval of the remaining budget. But I have to tell you, the approval of the budgets we went pretty smoothly. So. Okay, let me ask you, LaVarn, were you wanted to speak, right?
As far as the meetings, like next Tuesday's meeting will be extremely difficult. I've talked with Tony Pohl, and I'll try to talk to him after the meeting. And what I need is, but for the finance meeting, you know, I'm willing to, I will try to squeeze anything in as often because, I need to get the budget done. So anytime, any day, I'm willing to do, I'll have to find time to do it, even next Tuesday, if I wasn't to do audit, I would definitely have to do finance. So,
Thank you. Well, the thing is, we need to, here's the budget now. Okay. So we have a budget. Let's see. So I'm going to send it around. And then, John, are you here? Can you get Grigsby? Wait, I don't have it.
I'm on.
There's no attachment here, love. Welcome, Grigsby.
It's coming.
Could you
I'll hate.
You may mail it one more time. Hopefully it'll come through.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, just a minute.
Okay, fantastic. So we're just getting on to this item, Grigsby.
Okay.
We just have to get the budget mailed to us, and then we can all look at it on our little computer. Oh, my God.
Alberto? Is he there?
Yeah, I know it's Hatchworth.
Alberto.
Alberto.
Who's hammering there?
If people could mute their phones, I'd appreciate it.
Oh,
if you're not
boy.
Talking. There's some noise in the background on one of the phones. To mute your phone, you go pound, pound, one, for people that don't remember that. And to unmute, you also go pound, pound, one.
Am I muted?
No, you are not. Okay, here it comes again. WPF budget. Let's see what we got here. And there is a budget. Okay, so I'm going to mail this to the Finance Committee, and then we will all have it. Forward to the National Finance Committee. And okay, it's been sent to the Finance Committee. Now I'm going to download it. And once we have it open, we can ask Grigsby or Berthold or Lavarne or whoever wants to bring us up to speed on it. To do so.
Lavarne, did you send me one with an attachment?
Let me see. I believe you're on the CC list.
Yes,
there.
We did. Did we? You said the one that you borrowed it again.
I think you're on the CC list, Grigsby, for the one with the attachment. It came, it's the same title as the previous mail.
Okay, right.
Hey, Grigsby, how are you doing?
No, I'm well, thanks.
Great.
Sure.
Okay, so here we are. Budget for FY 2010. Okay.
I'm just introducing myself to you, Grigsby. This is Arlene.
Arlene, how are you? Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys get a chance to meet. It's an honor to have you meet on the Finance Committee call.
Of course.
Right.
The Finance Committee calls are where the greatest action is.
Sure.
Where the best people hang out.
Right on.
Let's see. So how should we do this? Usually we kind of... When we're looking at a new budget, usually we look at the budget sheet. These files have so many tabs.
I don't have a budget, Jamie.
Okay, I just did email it to NatFinance.com. Did anybody of the Finance Committee get it?
Yes, I was able to get it just now from...
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Fantastic. So usually what we do is go to the budget tab and compare the total... Okay, I can hear you talking, Lavarne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. We compare the total to the actuals from the previous year and see if they seem reasonable. And if they are reasonable, we're probably not going to worry too much. If they seem to change quite a bit, we'd be interested to know why. You know, our main goal is we don't want to set up stations to start overspending money that they're not going to be able to recoup through fundraising.
Sure.
If stations want to underspend, you know, that's not such a fear.
We just wanted to say that there are a couple of things in here. We had used a BAI template, so there are a couple of small corrections that we'll need to make on here, just letting you know that up front. And also in terms of the actual, those are correct, but there may be some issues in there, and we'll take care of that, too.
Okay. Thank you, Lavarne. Okay, well, let's take a look at the... Why don't we start from the beginning? Last week, we got a little bit into it, but we kind of didn't have much time. So first thing that jumps out is the listener support number. It's quite a bit higher than the actuals for FY09.
I'm trying to look.
This is on the budget FY2010 tab.
Right.
If you go to column T is the total for the budget. Column U is the actual of FY09. So we compare, you know, the budget seems to be saying we'll be making more money than we did last year.
How much?
The total for listener support. support for the budget is $1.54 million. And, that's, and the total for FY09 is $1.27 million. So there's an increase.
Additional $270,000.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.